Former Massachusetts Governor Paul Cellucci admits that the past 3.5 years have been tough. That's how long he's been battling ALS, or what's often called Lou Gehrig's disease. But Cellucci says he has a slow-moving form of the disease, and despite being confined to a wheelchair, he feels okay.
It's basically confined to my limbs at this point. Everything else is working okay. I feel good. I'm very active, working out of my home office. I'm having a great time with my grandkids, and I'm enjoying life despite the challenges.
The 64-year-old Cellucci has spent more than 3 decades in political life, a long stretch, especially for a moderate Republican in Massachusetts. He served as state representative from his hometown of Hudson, then he was state senator, lieutenant governor, governor, and U.S. ambassador to Canada. We met up with Cellucci about a week ago at UMass Medical School in Worcester, where he's being treated for ALS and where he's helping the fundraising effort to find a cure. He recalled his time in elected office. He talked particularly about his work on the economy and on education reform, and he said of all the titles he's had, he's probably most proud of being Massachusetts governor.
Being elected the governor of my home state is—I don't think there's anything that can top that. And having worked with Bill Weld for 6.5 years as his lieutenant governor, and being pretty much a principal in that administration, I think the things I'm most proud of are, one, I think we pretty much put a stake through the old label of Taxachusetts. And I'm also pretty happy that, despite all the controversy, you know, the Big Dig is an engineering marvel. It's transformed the city of Boston. It's improved the traffic flow, particularly going out to Logan Airport. So those are, you know, when you look back, you know, you feel good about those accomplishments that continue to help the people of Massachusetts.
Now, when I first met you, I was at a small AM radio station in central Massachusetts. You were a state senator at the time. You've never lost an election, a Republican in predominantly Democratic Massachusetts. And I always remember you being very skilled at working with the group and finding a consensus with Democrats, with Republicans, with everybody. And sometimes when I think of those times now, I wonder if it's almost quaint. Do you think that when you look at the current political climate?
Particularly in Washington, it's just become too partisan. And they're, you know, the extremes are dominating both parties. So I don't think it's as big a problem in the states as it is in Washington. You know, I wish we had more Republicans. I think it's always good to have some balance.
So what do you think your biggest challenge was then when you look back at your political career?
When I think about my time in Canada, I mean, clearly the 9/11 attacks were pretty jarring. So we quickly had to come up with a smart border action plan, and we did. We implemented it. I worked very hard on that.
And of course, now you've got a big personal challenge.
That's right.
With Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yep.
How are you feeling?
I feel good. I'm fortunate to have a slow case. I was diagnosed 3.5 years ago. Many people with this diagnosis are gone in less than 2 years. And Dr. Brown, my physician, right here at UMass Medical School, says if you start slow, you usually stay slow. I don't want to have this diagnosis, but if you got to have it, it's better to have a slow case.
For listeners who don't know what the disease is, how do you describe it to people or for anybody that you meet?
Well, I mean, basically what happens with ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease is that the motor neurons stop sending the message to the muscles. So the muscles gradually get weaker. This is a pretty hopeful time, because of the collaborative effort that is taking place here. This has become a research powerhouse. More causes have been identified. More potential therapies are coming in line. There's really realistic hope that we will get a breakthrough and unlock the mystery of ALS and even other neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, MS. So it's a very promising time. And I decided that I wanted to help support what was happening here at UMass Medical School. So we agreed to head up the Champion Fund. We kicked it off a year ago in May at Fenway Park. And in the first year, we raised over $1.5 million. And what this money means is that when there's a spark in the laboratory, they're going to be able to follow it immediately.
Are you involved in any of the clinical trials or anything like that?
I'm not, no.
How has the disease affected you, would you say? How you're in a wheelchair now. How has it affected you?
It's affected my limbs. Everything else is good, which with this diagnosis is very good. You know, I continue to work. I have a home office now.
Are you optimistic? I mean, the prognosis, as you said, isn't good. I mean, how do you stay optimistic?
I mean, the long-term prognosis for this disease is not good. And, you know, 10% of people with ALS live for more than 10 years. And, you know, I do have a slow case. So I don't know what the future holds. I don't know how long I'm going to remain like I am right now, feeling good, being very active. I hope it's for a long time. I don't know if there's going to be a breakthrough, a eureka moment in the laboratory that will help me and others with this disease. So I just focus on doing the things I can do and don't worry about the things I can't. I'm blessed with an amazing family, wonderful friends, a great doctor. I've got UMass Medical School 20 minutes from my house. I don't have to fight that bus in traffic. You know, when you get a diagnosis like this and you read about it and you see that some cases go very quickly. And, you know, here I am 3.5 years later. I wake up every morning and see the sun and I get to play with my grandkids. I get to, you know, work with my business projects. You have a great appreciation for all those things.
Well, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with me and good luck.
Okay, thank you very much. Good to see you again.
You too. We spoke with former Governor Cellucci at UMass Medical School in Worcester. To see photos, go to our website, wbur.org.